Unit 6. The Lost Years. Reading.
Around the end of the 1980s, the Japanese economy was booming. Corporate profits soared record high as excessive funds flowed into the stock and real estate markets, causing abnormal increases in capital asset values, forming a bubble economy. However, at the beginning of 1990, stock prices crashed, followed by sharp declines in property prices. This marked the start of an extensive economic recession, the collapse of the bubble economy. Banks were left with massive bad debts. The number of bankruptcies piled up, and the unemployment rate rose. Non-performing loans resulted in a credit squeeze by banks, which further depressed the economy. The post-bubble financial crisis peaked in 1997 with the collapse of several major financial institutions. The Japanese economy improved in the early and mid-2000s, propelled mainly by the brisk export industry under a weak yen. However, the recovery was regarded as fragile. Wages were not increasing, so consumer demand remained low. The recovery of the Japanese economy came to a halt in 2008 against the backdrop of soaring crude oil and raw material prices and repercussions from the U.S. subprime mortgage loan problems. So what are the lessons to be learnt from the lost years? It is often said that the mishandling of the crisis by the government in the early stages aggravated the situation. Instead of taking swift actions after the bubble burst, Japan's leaders elected to buy time in the hope that the economy might improve soon. The government subsidized failing businesses and bailed out banks that otherwise would have run aground. It is said that the government bailouts averted a deep recession at the cost of a long stagnation. They also delayed necessary restructuring of the Japanese banking system.